If the So this morning I'd like to talk to you about our building plan.
So 今天早上我会向你跟大家谈一谈我们教会的这个建立的计划。
Recently we have a fund drive where we're moving closer and closer to our target.
我们最近有一个教堂教堂这个建堂基金，然后我们现在越来越靠近我们的目标了。
Let me stop and ask you what you would like to have is in our church.
那我开始之前，我先问一下你们，你们希望我们未来的这个教堂有些什么样的设备呢
？We had done a survey before, but nothing like actually hearing what you guys want. Anyone would like to share with us?
我们做过一个调查，但是。我们没有把这个讲得很清楚，所以现在大家有机会跟我们提出一点意见。有没有人愿意分享
？If you guys don't want it, we can just do move on to whatever do we want. Okay, Jean has something to say. Are you some sort of youth room? No jungle gym in there or something like that?
我们希望有一个专门给青少年的房间。
Anyone else?
还没有其他人有任何意见。
Henry has something. A playground, and actually Raymond said large kitchen.
所以我们需要一个大的厨房，或者是给这个小朋友的游戏房间。
And Raymond's gonna cook for us, right?
然后 Raymond 会帮我们做菜。
So, the layout could be something like some sort of big foyer and walk-in, some sort of round shape.Kind of structure.
我们这个蓝图的话，可以就是蓝图的想象的话，设计的话，可以说是有一个很大的这个进门的时候有一个很大的一个大厅，然后它可能是一个圆形状的。
We can build some sort of 3D model to see what it looks like.
我们可以做一个立体的模型，然后去可以认识一下它到底是什么样的形状。
What about the front elevation?
那我们这个建筑物的这个正视图呢？
All these are great.
So, 这些的话都是很有可行性的。
But sorry, that's not what I want to talk to you about this morning.
但是这个不是我今天要跟你们谈的项目。
What are the methods that we can use to build our church?
我们可以用什么样的东西来建立我们的教会？
If we have unlimited amount of resource, what will we do?
如果说我们有无穷尽的这个资源，我们会怎么样去做这件事情？
We would be tempted to say, okay, let's hire all kinds of professionals to do all the work.
我们可能会想说，请一些专业的人到我们教会当中来做这些事情。
Imagine everyone come to a modern church building every Sunday morning, maybe with valet parking in the front.
我让大家想象一下，就说是也许每个礼拜天我们来我们一个很现代化的一个教会，然后到那前门的时候，我们就让这个别人帮我们停车。
Listen to a well-crafted sermon.
然后我们听一个这个缩写都是很流畅的一个讲道。
And we have a choir director. We maybe even hire a organist to play beautiful, majestic music.
我们诗班会有一个指挥人，然后这个诗琴的话，我们也是请一个专业的来跟我们弹很美丽而且这个很雄壮的音乐。
And also a Sunday school director, and not to mention a mission pastor.
也许我们主日学也会有一个专门负责人，或者是我们的宣教也会有一个专门的牧师。
All we have to do is show up on Sunday and take it all in.
我们唯一要做的事情就是礼拜天到这个地方来，然后来好好的享受。
But that'll be wrong.
但是那是一个错误的做法。
There is a wrong way to do it and a correct way of doing it.
有一种方法是对的，有一种方法是错的。
So let's take a look at the Apostle Paul when actually in the book of what we some of the verses that we just read, the how he actually suggests us how to build a church.
我们来今天来看一下使徒保罗在以弗所书里面提到怎么样去建立一个教会。
He says he gave the apostles, the prophets and evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
所以他以弗所书第四章十一节提到，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
Now, you know, today we don't have apostles and prophets anymore.
现在这个时候，我们已经没有了使徒或者是所谓的先知。
And but now we still have the evangelists, shepherds, or we may call the pastors and teachers.
但是我们还是有负责传福音的，我们也有牧师和教师在我们当中。
And then previously in verse 7, he said, really, to each of us, grace was given to the measure of God's gift.
但是在第七节的时候，他提到，就说是我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量的，给的个人的恩赐。
So these are also gifts coming from God, all these shepherds and teachers and evangelists.
所以这些所有的传福音的牧师与教师都是神所恩赐的。
They are here to equip us, Christians for the work of ministry.
他们在这里的目的是要成全我们的圣徒，让我们可以各尽其职。
And if you actually, I was looking at the church bulletin this morning. I was reminded actually the last goal on the bottom here is it says equipped to serve.
那今天早上呢，我刚好看到我们教会的周报，然后在最后一页的时候有提到如何去装备圣徒。
So we have to be ready to serve, but we have God. This is God's method of building the church.
所以神建立教会的方法之一就是要装备圣徒，让我们可以各尽其职。
We have Pastor Chu, Minister Huang, and Jean here to help us, to equip us for the work of ministry.
So, 我们在我们当中有朱牧师、有黄传道、有静来装备我们，让我们可以在事工上服侍。
But notice that they are not here to do the work for us.
但是他们在我们当中不是来替我们工作。
They are to equip us so we can do the work of ministry.
他们是来装备我们、成全我们，让我们可以做事工上的服侍。
While the job might include the pulpit and teaching, which is also part of the training, and bring us closer to God.
So they are on the pulpit to preach, and also to help us to train us so we can serve God.
The Greek word for equipping has the meaning of there are really three different parts of that meaning.
这个装备或者成全这个字在希腊文有三个不同的意义。
It actually tells us more like completely furnishing or perfecting us.
其中一个意义就是让我们完美的装备的意思。
Another aspect is almost like setting bone. You have a fractured bone, you're trying to set it back together as a way to fixing it.
那另外一个意思就是说是当人有骨头有折断的时候在医学上用这个词来形容把这个骨头重新结合。
Or for fishermen, they actually somehow mending the net together, something that's fixing up.
在这个从一个渔夫角度来讲的话就是用这个字来形容把这个渔网来修补，就是把它这个坏的把它修好。
In a way, we're a whole bunch of people really need to have some fix up.
所以也就是说我们是我们这一群圣徒都是需要有修补的地方。
But why? Because we were all sinners at one point.
为什么呢？因为我们都曾经是罪人。
Many of you know that our daughter Ellie has been studying to be a physician assistant for the last 5 years.
你们大家都晓得我那个小女儿 Ellie。过去五年在攻读这个就是医生助理的这个学位。
She'll be graduating in 2 weeks.
她再过两个礼拜就要毕业了。
No more school bills. I'm so happy.
我很高兴不要需要再费这个学费。
The school has been equipping her from basic courses to highly specialized courses, followed by an entire year of internship.
这个学校通过了。一些很简单的，从一些很简单的课程到一些难度比较高深的一些课程，甚至通过了一年的这个 通过了一年的这个实际训练来装备他。
So as parents, we expect the school to properly equip her.
所以从一个父母亲的角度来讲的话，我们是相信这个学校会很好的这个装备他。
So to actually get her ready to go do the real work.
所以让他装备好了以后，让他进入社会，能够很胜任他的工作。
So you know, so if she goes out and actually, you know, make some mistake, then really, the way I kind of say, the school hasn't done their job.
如果他进入社会了，然后做的工作不是很胜任的话，对我来讲，也许学校没有把他装备好。
On the other hand, we actually think about our church equipping the Christians. Are we, what kind of job are we doing? Are we actually making sure that the job is done well?
所以从一个教会的角度来看的话，我们有没有我们要反省一下，我们有没有很好的装备这些圣徒？有没有成全圣徒，让他能够让每一个人能够各尽其职？
Earlier I talked about the first part is really the method of building this church.
所以我第一部分我刚才提到的是建立教会的方法。
The second part actually, let's take a look at how we measure success and the goals.
那第二部分我要提到的是怎么样去衡量这个成功以及应该是有的目标。
So this is the second M here. If you look at the back of the church bulletin, we talk about three different M's for our church.
所以你回头看一下我们周报后面的话，今天我要提到的是有三个项目，都是那个英文字母 M 开头的。然后现在我们提到的第二个这个M。
So what do you think of when you think about when you actually consider what about a successful church?
当我们提到谈到这个一个成功的教会，你们会联想到什么
？What's the signs of a successful church?
一个很成功的教会的这个标记是什么样
？You know, a huge many people would think about you know very beautiful building, a huge choir or multiple services full of people.
很多人会想说，一个成功的教会就是一个教会有很教会会有一个很大的这个教堂，然后会有一个很好的一个这个诗班，以及会有很也人数多到就说是要有好每个周末有好几次的崇拜的时间。
But that would be the wrong way to measure how successful the church is.
但是我告诉你，那是衡量这个教会成功的一个错误的方法。
If we go, you know, take on such a goal, we'll take a church to a totally different direction.
那些想法会把一个教会。带到一个完全不对的方向。
Let's take a look at what Paul tells us.
我们来看一下保罗是怎么跟我们讲的。
He says, "For building up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ."
直到呢，我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
When's the last time you take a look at your money?
你们最近有没有仔细的看一下你的钞票
It has a Latin phrase. I don't even know how to pronounce it properly. Pluribus unum.
上面有一个有一段字母是pluribus unum.
If you don't believe me, well, don't do it now. Don't everybody go grab the wallet. Take a look at that coin. Take a look at your money. Actually, even the seal of the President of the United States.
我不要大家一起都是一窝蜂的去做这个事情。但是等一下你们有时间的时候去看一下你这个你们身边的这个硬币，或者甚至是这个钞票上面这个总统这个玉玺的这个记号。
It's what that means is out of the many one.
那句话的这个英文的翻译是从许多这个个体的单位合而为一，变成一个整体的单位。
In the same way, our church is like we all have different background. We came from different countries. We have different, totally different experience. We had a different stage of spiritual and physical life.
我们教会大家都是从不同的背景来的，然后我们是来自于不同的这个国家。然后我们经历过不同的这个事情，然后我们这个身体上以及灵命上都在不同的阶段。
But we strive to have a unity.
但是我们的目标是要争取到合而为一的地步。
Unity does not mean uniformity.
合而为一并不表示我们大家都是均匀一致的。
But we strive to have, as one church body, but most important, we maintain the same faith.
但是我们要争取的目标是成为是一个合而为一的这个身体，然后是要这个认识同样的这个信仰。
What holds us a whole body together is that we have one faith.
让整个身体能够联络一起，是因为我们有同样的一个信仰。
So the second part, actually, there's another aspect in the same phrase. It talks about end of the knowledge of the Son of God.
那第二项目的这个第二部分呢，是讲到说认识神的儿子。
You know, a few weeks ago, I was on a business trip. I have a chance to meet up with a nephew whom I haven't seen for over 20 years.
两个礼拜 two weeks
大概
两个礼拜之前出差然后碰到我大概有二十年没有见到的一个侄儿。
I asked him exactly what do you do for a living.
我问他到底是如何谋生。
He said he teaches about games.
他说他教是他是一个教师，他教的是如何去发展这个游戏。
Wouldn't that be every boy's dream to grow up? I'm gonna teach about games.
这不是每个男孩的这个梦想吗？就是长大之后，然后去有机会去整天去教导人家怎么样玩游戏。
So we had dinner together. Afterwards, I went back to his lab to see what he's doing.
那我们吃完饭之后，我们有时间，所以我们到他实验去看一下。
So actually, this is where he teaches how people design games.
所以这就是他在那边如何教导学生去设计不同的游戏。
He told me that actually a lot of games are based on something called hedonistic principle.
他告诉我这个很多的这个游戏就是根据一种这个享乐主义去开发的。
So the more you play, the more pleasure do you derive, and the more you want to play some more.
你这个游戏越打的话，越玩的话。你的这个乐趣的程度就会提得越高，然后你会又更会想去打这个游戏。
And I don't play it, so but you guys, some of you guys play it. You can tell me, Candy Crush. How many play that? Okay, a few people.
我是不太打游戏的，但是我晓得当中有人打游戏。你们这个 Candy Crush 的话，大概有人打过游戏。
So the more you play the game, the more you want to go to a higher level, right?
那个游戏你越玩的话，你越想要升级。
To a certain point that you want to, you need to pay, you know, use a credit card, start charging, your credit card so you can get to a higher level.
到了某一个地步的时候，你就必须要把你的信用卡抽出来，然后去花钱，那才能够再升级。
I heard some, you know, young kids start playing and use their parents' credit card. Before long, they have to lock it up so it won't allow that to happen.
我听说这个有些年轻人玩了不久之后就必须要用父母亲的这个信用卡去花这个钱，然后父母亲没办法，只好把这个信用卡收回来。
So that kind of game is called freemium.
所以这种游戏呢，就是他们所谓的这个额外的免费。
Okay, great translation. So, that reminds me of what Pastor John Piper in a Bethlehem Baptist Church locally, what he's been teaching.
这个话就提醒我这个我们当地的一个牧师，也就是 John Piper, 他一直是这个教导的项目。
He kept talking about a Christian hedonism.
他所提教导的这个主题常常是关于这个基督徒的这个享乐主义。
He said God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
他所教导的就是我们是通过神能找到的这个十分的满足的时候。神就是最被荣耀的时候。
Well, he also says actually the chief end of man is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever.
也就是说，这个人生的最主要的目标，就是人生最主要的目标就是以神做我们作为我们想 以神作为我们永久享乐的这个对象，也就是神最终最被荣耀的时候。
I, you know, as we dig deeper in the Word of God, I continue to find more and more joy as we read God's Word because it's so powerful.
当我这个一连续的这个研读神话语的时候，我对神的话语越来越觉得有享受，然后因为是神的话语是有充满全能的。
I begin to see what he means by this Christian hedonism.
然后我现在开始有了解到这个 John Piper 所谓的这个基督教的这个享乐主义。
As we dig deep into the Word of God, we see more and more joy.
当我们越来越深这个研读神的话语的时候，我们的这个乐趣。从神身上得来的乐趣也会越来越高。
But I don't have to take out my credit card and start paying.
但是我不需要这个时候我不需要抽出来我的信用卡，然后开始去付这笔钱。
So in the book of Acts, it talks about tell us about a special group of people.
在使徒行传这本书，他告诉我们一些告诉我们一群这个特殊的人物。
In chapter 17, verse 10, 11, especially in the 11 says, verse 11 says, now these men were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examined the scripture daily to see whether these things were so.
在使徒行传第十七章第十一节就提到，这地方的人，咸于铁山罗尼家的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So Paul came to this place called the Berea. These are the Berean Christians.
所以保罗到了这个比利亚这个地方，这是就跟比利亚这个地方的这些基督徒碰面。
So they actually were so serious about what Paul was preaching, they want to dig back into the Old Testament. Is that really what the Scripture says?
他们对保罗这个教导的项目有保持一个非常严谨的态度，所以他们听了这个保罗的教导之后，他们就回到旧约去考察圣经，然后又晓得这道到底是还是不是。
Now, if you actually have your Bible with me, I'd like you to turn to the book of Hezekiah.
如果说你有圣经带你圣经的话，我希望你翻到这个西西家这本书。
Actually, there is no book of Hezekiah in the Bible.
其实圣经里面没有这个西西家这本书。
Just because I tell you to open that book, is it such a book? No, there's no such book.
就是因为你们不能够因为我叫你去翻到这本书，你们就去找这本书，因为这本圣经里面没有这本书。
We actually have to know the Word of God so well that we would not be just people just because what they teach you, what preach to you, that you believe that's God's Word.
我们对圣经的话，就说了解到一个程度，就说是我们不会别人说什么，我们就听从他听从他什么。
So, because there's a lot of what we consider to be super preachers, super on television, on your radio, that tells you all kinds of things.
因为我们现在在我们日常生活当中，我们会在电视上或者是在这个广播上面，都会常常碰到一些所谓的这个超级传道家。
We need to learn, really learn, dig deeper into the Word of God to actually really enjoy it.
我们必须要就说是要好好的这个研读神的话语，到一个我们从到一个地步，就说是我们从那个当中能够得到有许多的乐趣。
If a church loves studying and learning from the Bible, that is a successful church.
一个教会可以成为一个成功的教会，如果说教会里面的人对研读圣经是非常有兴趣的。
If you have a Bible study group that enjoy having such a discussion that no one wants to leave.
如果你们的查经小组就说是对研读神的话语有兴趣高到就说大家都不想最后不想离开的话，这是一个很好的现象。
The only problem is sometimes we have to end the discussion because a lot of times we need to leave the building by a certain time.
有的时候我们查经小组必须要结束我们查经，因为我们这个建筑物本身的这个开放的时间要结束了。
That's what I love about having, you know, our own church building. We can do that kind of thing.
所以我为什么很喜欢，就是说我们有自己的这个教堂，因为我们不会受到时间上的限制。
It's such a beautiful picture, and that's a successful church.
那种景况是一个非常美丽的景况，也就是一个很成功的教会。
So the as you look at look at here, it says we all attain to unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Those two have to go together.
所以这句经文的话提到两件事情是要平行的，第一个就是在真道上同归于一，第二个是要认识神的儿子。
Now I talk about the two M's, and now I'd like to talk to you about the third M.
刚才我们提到这个三个 M 里面的这个前面两个，现在我要提到第三个。
And what is the manifestation of maturity?
何谓是这个成熟的这个成熟的表现？
There is a wrong way and a right way to do it.
这个成熟的表现同样呢有对的表现以及有错的表现。
So the verse 14, it tells us that so we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning and craftiness and deceitful schemes.
第十四节告诉我们，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So if your church is immature, you can see that kind of phenomenon, then we will go after the latest trend in terms of doctrines or anything that comes our way.
如果说一个教会是一个不成熟教会的话，这个经节里面描述的一些情况都会在这个教会上面发生，然后我们就会很随便的听从各样的这个教条，然后跟着它行走。
If we are mature, then we will know how to know if some of these doctrines are right or wrong.
如果说是我们是一个成熟成长的这个教会，我们就是会对这些不同的这些教条会认识得很清楚，是他们是对的还是不对的。
So if you are like the Berean Christians, then you know that when some false doctrine comes along, that you'll be able to discern it.
如果是我们是像比利亚这些的基督徒，在那边的基督徒的话，当异教之风吹起的话，我们会晓得什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So another sign, actually one sign of a manifestation of maturity is that we would know how to speak the truth in love.
这个一个这个成熟的这个表现呢，之一呢，是我们大家晓得如何用爱心说诚实话。
So the wrong manifestation is that, you know, everyone within the church really don't want to point out things that are not going well or inappropriate.
一个错误的这个表现呢，就是教会里面如果说出了错误的话，大家都有点犹豫，不太愿意把这些错误指出来。
And sometimes we, you know, don't have the courage to come out and say it because we don't want to risk ruining the relationship.
常常我们没有说这些错误的这个把这些错误指出来的这个勇气，是因为我们不想把这个关系破坏了。
We live in the state of Minnesota, at least most of us do, and we all hear about the phrase Minnesota nice, right?
所以我们大部分人都是住在明州的，所以我们晓得明州都是出名的友善。
But that's not what Paul telling us we need to do in a church.
但是保罗跟我们讲的不是那样子。
The Greek word that actually from it literally is about speaking the truth in love is more like what there's no such word but it's like a true thing.
这个爱心说诚实话这里面用到的一个希腊文是就是说是把这个把这个真实面显露出来。
It literally means a true thing for your action and your words.
这个真实面表现出来的不光是言语上以及行动上也要。
We might have different ideas of doing things and different ways of preference of doing it.
也许我们有不同的想法，做一件事情时候我们有不同的想法，也许我们有不同的偏好。
But the idea is actually we need to speak the truth so that the so we actually just the whole purpose is to help each other grow.
所以说这个最终的目的是让彼此能够互相的这个鼓励能够成长。
But it's not like I'm going to win the argument that you know try to argue just so I can win the argument.
这个讲诚实话的目的不是说在想要引起一场争论然后在争论中得胜。
So the Proverbs actually gave us some idea what it tells us to do.
然后在这个箴言这本书上面告诉我们，我们应该怎么样去在这些方面执行。
In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5 and 6 says, Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy.
27章箴言第5节，当面的责备强如背地的爱情，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
It doesn't even tell us to actually do it tactfully.
这里甚至没有提到说我们要有技巧的来说这些话。
It actually tells us to, in the purpose of actually really in a caring way, the purpose is really about caring than anything else.
所以这个目的，最终的目的是要显出来我们对他们的关心。
And true friends come out and let you know something isn't going right.
真实的朋友会 指出来我们行为上的错误。
In telling the truth should be the guiding principle in a church, especially a young church like us.
对一般的教会来讲，尤其是像我们这种刚起步的教会，这个用爱心说诚实话，是我们需要遵守的一个原则。
The end result is that we will be able to help each other grow.
最终的目的是让帮助我们在凡事上能够长进。
In verse 16 here, it says, From which a whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, and each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
在16节的时候告诉我们，全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
The picture that Paul is painting at is like the whole body.
保罗在这里形容的一个景象就是我们全身全体。
So the whole body has to grow together.
这个整个身体要一起成长。
So it's not like one part of body is going faster than the other.
所以不能够就说是身体某一部分成长的比身体的其他部分更快。
I didn't want to find a picture up here, but I think that would be kind of gross. Can you picture a bodybuilder only build up the top part and neglect the bottom half?
我不想这边弄一个照片给大家显现，因为可能看起来不是很好看。但是你们可不可以想象，就是说是如果一个健美者，如果他只锻炼上身，然后不锻炼下身的话，那行得通吗？
So every part of our church has to grow together.
所以我们教会每一部分都要一起成长。
Now that I have, in case some of you don't know, Julie and I have now 3 grandchildren.
也许你们不晓得，我跟我太太Julia有3个这个孙子。
I'm beginning to notice, at least for infants, their body anatomy.
然后通过这3个孙子，我对婴儿的这个身体结构开始有一点了解。
Did you notice that a lot of them actually their heads are bigger than the rest of the body?
你们晓得很多的婴儿、幼儿，他们的头比他们的身体要大吗？
So when they walk around, actually kind of wobbling.
当他们在走路的时候，为什么就是会摇摇摆摆？
Maybe the head is too big.
因为他们的头太大了。
So, but then eventually the whole body would grow and grow together, to the point actually, to be like a normal person.
但是时间久了以后，他们这个身体就开始成长，然后到了某一个地步的话，他们这个头跟身体的比例就是正常了。
So our whole body, you know, whether or not your arm or leg, we need to grow together.
所以我们整个身体，不管是头还是手臂还是脚，都要一起成长。
So that the whole body would grow together.
所以我们整个身体可以一起成长。
So just to recap, what we just talked about, the three M's here.
所以就是很快的这个提一下我们刚才讲的这个三个的这个 M。
We have the method, the measure, and manifestation.
所以我们有这个提到这个方法，我们提到这个测量，我们提到这个显现。
There is a wrong way of doing it, and then the right way to doing it.
有我们有这个这对每一个来讲，我们有对的方法，也有错的方法。
And Paul, Apostle Paul, really gave us the prescription to how to grow a church in this chapter here.
使徒保罗告诉给了我们一个让我们教会能够健康成长的这个药方。
So if we follow the well to do the equipping to all these different aspects, our church will grow strong.
如果说我们根据这个药方，然后一步一步去做开始的时候是成全圣徒，我们教会就会成为一个很强而有力的教会。
The physical building is indeed important.
这个一个教会本身的一个建筑物是很重要的一个项目。
And the building will allow us to accomplish many ministries.
这个建筑物会让我们能够完成很多事工的项目。
But more important, the foundation behind it is a good spiritual plan to help us grow this church.
但是这个这个教会的根基呢，却是在一个灵命上成长。的一个计划，让我们能够继续的成长这个教会。
Without that, the physical building would be great, but would not allow the church to grow.
没有这个灵命上的成长的话，这个建筑物即使是一个很好的建筑物，我们教会本身也不会成长。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, that you really teach us how to build up a spiritual church.
神啊，我们感谢你有保罗在以弗所书第四章能够教导我们怎么样建立一个健康的教会。
Help us to be willing to be equipped so that we would have this strong foundation so that we can serve you.
我们请求你能够给我们一颗愿意的心，让我们去能够完成装备然后侍奉你的教会。
Give us unity and also give us the love of your word.
让给我们一个合而为一的心，也让我们对你的话语有热爱。
So that really through your word that we derive all the joy.
所以从你的话语当中，我们能够得到我们一切的喜乐。
So we will no longer be wavering.
所以我们就不会再飘来飘去。
So that eventually we can actually the whole body would grow together and grow together in love.
所以我们教会整体会继续的长进然后会一起长进，然后在爱中能够长进。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.